the devil's advocates. Because freedom!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 5 o'clock happier happy hour. Always happier when my little buddy Dom's coming round, which he promises to do far more often, like daily, until he doesn't feel like it. I know how it goes. We'll take your calls in this half hour, 844-967-2789. And Dom, we're going to get to Ram Jam in a minute. Rantham had a big rally at the Capitol today. Did you hear?
I saw.
I know, man. You were working. I was also trying to do some work today. I didn't go up to the big festivity, the big soiree, but I kind of wish I did. I wonder if he'd recognize us.
I don't. He should. He did call the cops on us last time we were up there covering their illegal protests. So
yeah, but that could be just a general Karen-ish sort of overreaction. That doesn't mean he, you know, personally targeted us.
I'm not sure he's good on object permanence.
Sort of a Dory-like character, the gubernatorial candidate in the great state of Wisconsin. But anyways, we promised callers. We got callers. Let's go to them. Kurt on the Beltline, say hi to Dom.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Dom. Good to hear your voice again.
Thanks, man.
Quick movie quiz. Destiny. There's no escaping Destiny. Do you know what it is? The line?
No. I just keep thinking.
Gene Wilder.
What is it?
Gene Wilder and Young Frankenstein.
Great movie. Mel Brooks, one of my favorites.
So that may be a segue to your situation. There's no escaping Destiny.
Is that what it is? I think of The Godfather. Every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
I cannot help but to think that we're simply being gaslighted and distracted again by the orange man. I am convinced he's just not that smart. I think that the real villains here are all the ones that saw him as a means for them to line their pockets through his, well, you know, he is good at one thing, is conning people, but no one would give this guy money unless they know they could make money. So I'm guessing if they ever really investigated him to any degree, including this accounting firm that all of a sudden, you know, even though Crude explained it, says, well, gee, we can't guarantee your last 10 years. I'm sorry. When you report that you lost that much money year after year and you're getting money back, you're stealing money from the government, it's got to start raising flags. People get busted on by the IRS for far, far less. Far, far less.
Right.
So none of this washes with me. There is a lot of puppet masters using this orange balloon as their means to line their pockets and fleece everybody that he's fleecing. I'm convinced of that, hands down.
Did he say hands down or pants down?
Hands down. No, pants down. That's Rudy. Yeah, good point. I think there's no doubt about it. And one of the things that gives Donald Trump that attitude is he inherited lots of money. And other people want to, of course, if he's going to, you know, wants to borrow money, if you can give somebody money and they're going to pay you interest on that money, you know, that's what it's all about. But, you know, if Donald Trump, instead of inheriting, what, $500 million or whatever he got from his old man, if he had, you know, 50 bucks in his pocket, he would not be where he is today. And if he'd have taken that money and stuck it in some, you know, S&P following EFT, he'd have been better off than all the shenanigans he got involved with.
Yeah, him and Ron Johnson both. Did you hear Ron promoting
his doubling
his net worth?
Hey, I doubled my net worth too. 50 bucks to 100. It's been a good couple of years.
844-967-2789. Dominic, I want to read a quote. Rep. Janelle Branchon from Menominee Falls had a big rally at the Capitol today, and she told the assembled, "You're not crazy."
Yes, you are.
I'm thinking exactly that. When you got to tell the crowd they're not crazy, they might be crazy. A Republican state rep, Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls, told the gathering of supporters who have embraced the notion the 2020 election was flawed despite recounts, audits, and court rulings that determined Joe Biden won. Don't tell them. And the headliner, Dom, perhaps the headliner, Timothy Ramtham. Ram Jam. You know, he's the hot ticket, Dom. He's the newest, best, shiny object.
He is, man.
He's a Republican who announced to run for governor on Saturday and was the reason the crowd descended on the Capitol. For months, Ram Jam has led an effort to get Republicans who controlled the legislature to take up a resolution he wrote to pull back Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. His work has earned him praise from Trump and discipline from Assembly Speaker Robin Foss, who was the target of criticism among rally
goers. Foss!
Who held up signs and said, "Toss Foss."
Yeah.
You like that?
I do like that.
Did you hear the rally was 2.5 hours?
Oh,
that seems
my God.
Pretty long. You know, when you go stake, they used to complain about the Solidarity Singers going up there and singing in protest for an hour. I mean, hell, the COVID super spreader event led by Ramtham and your buddy Shortwell at the Capitol the day we were cited for entering a locked
building. Right. Shade the Animal Shortwell.
Well, that only happened for, what, 45 minutes an hour? Topsies. This big event, this, you know, go retake the Capitol, stop the steal, whatever motivates these you're not crazy people. 2.5 hours. I mean, that's crazy.
Listen,
right there.
I mean, what do you need? You know, Republicans, you crazy Republicans out there, those of you that showed up for Ramtham, what do you need to see? What exactly are you looking for? I mean, and I saw, who was it, Berniger, this guy from New London,
the
Wisconsin.
Fraudster.
The convicted felon. I mean, how is that also not a relevant point that the guy who's presenting to you that independent, quote-unquote, data from a spreadsheet? I mean, I can make a spreadsheet. Do anything. What is it? That's not facts. That's not proof of anything. And all the innuendo. Oh yeah, we got plenty of people. Can you name one? You got an affidavit, and the affidavits that were filed back in the day by the Kraken team were all thrown out because it's bunk. So listen, nobody wants voter fraud. I don't want it. I don't want my team to win by it. I don't want my team to lose by it. And I've been on all sorts of teams, so I think I'm pretty objective here. At some point. You have to give it up. The courts have looked at it. You know, Trump-appointed judges have looked at it. 60-some cases. He's been laughed and thrown out. Now the attorneys filing those things, they are now being punished, and their law licenses challenged for engaging in this. And this was all a prep work. As we said yesterday, reminded people, back in February, before COVID even hit, Trump was saying, oh, this is going to be a rigged election. He knew the writing was on the wall. He knew that during the pandemic that was going to, you know, put some shade on it. And how he reacted made it even worse. So he laid down the groundwork. And all these lawyers, well, look at all these lawsuits we're filing. Look at they filed a lawsuit. They use that as the justification for continuing to push this falsehood. And if you got something, please show me. What do we need to do to move past this? So I'm not saying you're crazy, but you're ignorant. You have no proof of what you believe. And I guess I'm not surprised given the Christian nationalist tinge that's going through. I guarantee you, Ram Jam thinks he's sent by God to do this.
Dominic, you're just not thinking big enough. You're being a little myopic, a little nearsighted. Ram Jam is alleging voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin, conspiracies stretching all the way back to Bill Clinton against Bob Dole in 1996. It's not just the 2020 stop the steal.
Well, what is it about 96? I mean, what about before that? I mean, there's been actual voter fraud in this country. What about those back in the day? I mean, and how do we possibly have any elections without voter ID? I mean, listen, at some point, you have to point the finger. You have to present the truth. And Ram Jam's not doing it. The 100 people that are sat there for 2.5 hours aren't doing it. Crackhead Lindell isn't doing it. Convicted liar Mike Flynn, they're not doing it. It's not there. If it's there, please show me. Otherwise, move along.
Jefferson Davis, the aptly named former Menominee Falls Village president who organized the rally, told attendees they had a simple message to lawmakers. They want Ramtham's resolution brought to the floor. Let's not forget, that's the resolution to overturn all elections from like 2020 back to 96, perhaps.
Ramtham.
You know, if you're going to be aggressive, be aggressive. Bob Dole is the president.
Right. this guy, he was elected in his last election, right?
Ransom, he was on the same ballot as Trump.
Is he not? Is he fraudulently elected? I mean, is he challenging his own ballots? I mean, it's so asinine. It's so obvious.
Black people voting in Milwaukee and Dane County.
Right, right. But this is the point, and this is why it's not even humorous anymore, because we need to just jam and mock these people. I mean, you're talking about your own election. What is it about your election that made it fraudulent? Are you going to step down, Mr. Timothy Rampton? Is that your plan? Because if it's a fraud, then you got elected by a fraudulent ballot. Can you prove that? Can you prove that you didn't? I mean, at some point, it's got to end, man. At some point, it's got to end. And if you have no proof, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Okay, Johnny Cochran. Let's not forget the last person to make this sort of broad multi-election sort of accusation of fraud here in the state of Wisconsin. Remember the last one to make an accusation this broad? It was Roger Stone against Scott Walker. Said he stole the last five elections.
Five? Yes, yes.
Rantham believes him. 844-967-2789. So anyways, I want to get to the quote from the aptly named Jefferson Davis. All we want to do is vote. Is that asking too much?
Apparently it is, because now you have Republicans across this country putting in voter suppression laws. And you mentioned it, Curtie. It's the white, fragile white people afraid of losing their power. I don't know what else to tell you. Over it, people.
There's one more salient point, I think, about this story as it's being reported by Molly Beck and others at the Journal Sentinel. You know, many of the rally attendees, they showed up with documents Rantham supporters brought with them to cite the state constitution of Virginia rather than Wisconsin, and contend that officials who do not meet their demands can be brought before a grand jury. Apparently in the Commonwealth of Virginia, because here, there's no legal basis for such a claim. You gonna believe the reporters or the Constitution of the great state of Virginia?
Just a little bit more here. Curtie Davis and attendees concluded their rally by visiting the offices of Voss and other lawmakers who serve on the Assembly Rules Committee, where Rampton's resolution has been assigned and where Steinicke, who's also retiring, I understand, promised it will die. He abruptly announced Tuesday that the committee was pushing back its meeting from mid-afternoon after Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address. Oh, that begins tonight at 7 p.m. That disrupted plans by Rampton's backers to show up and urge members in person to take up his resolution. Yes, the unconstitutional resolution. I mean, the Republicans are saying, listen, even...
Come on, man, you get yourself all worked up like that.
I mean, come on, man. You're writing something down on a piece of paper that you think is going to be enacted, and what, somehow you're gonna pull the string and the sweater's gonna unravel and Joe Biden's gonna get pulled out of office? I mean, show me the process by which that works. Oh, that's right. It was called an insurrection, and that failed, and that still also is being investigated. This is not old news. We're still living in this. So all you Republicans who always say, oh, stop looking back, what about Joe Biden? Well, what about Trump? What about guys like Rantham? What about people who are still on this, that are perpetuating the fraud with zero proof?
Dominic, I can't wait for Weekend at Bernie's, Bob Dole style. Because apparently if you overturn the 1996 Electoral College count in the state of Wisconsin, theoretically Bob Dole could be your next president. And, of course, Bob Dole died in December of last year.
No, he didn't. We're going to pass a resolution saying Bob Dole's still alive.
Well, if you do that, you're going to have to do it Weekend at Bernie style. Come back with us. Nothing but the finest journalism right here. And I've got an update. What did Ron Johnson do at the Wisconsin State Capitol? Well, he probably entered a locked building during a pandemic. I'd like the videotape. Come back. More Devils.
I have news for everybody. Get over it.